up here. That you even a lot of have hanon now, enjoyment now, from the hair that came off before. Like since the shchitu is matir, to have enjoyment from the skin, the hair on the skin now, you could have enjoyment from that hair that came off before. However, the chomos and chomos say no, it's also. This is where Rav Yehuda learns the machlokes. It's a machlokes when they made a shchita, are you allowed to have a nor from the hair that came off before? And according to Chachamim, it's also midrabbanan, because it's a gzera. People will know they could have enjoyment from the hair, so we're afraid people will hold on to the bechorim even if it comes about mum, and they won't shecht it right away, but they'll wait for more hair, more wool to fall off. And the rabbanan wachesh, if you wait with your bechor, maybe you come to work with it, maybe you come to share it off altogether. Therefore, midrabbanan, it's still also to have a nor even after you made a shechita. That's where the Chum holds. It's also according to Rav Yehuda. On this, Amud Lo Rav Yosi, verse says back no, and says, Loi does the hitter akavi ben mahalo. The Sinai Gemara means this is not the machloikis, we're only akavi is not, we're not the chomim. Because Rav Yosi holds, when you made a shechita later, even the chomim agreed that it's mutter b'hano, that hair wool that came up before. So Rav Yosi says, where's the machloikis? Elo, sar balmum. Again, the hair of a balmum, the wool of the balmum, b'chor, shenosher, it fell off by itself. And you stored it away, you stored it for a while, then the Bechor died. Here's the Machlekes. But then, such a case where it was mace, Akavim ben Halal Mater, still he says it's Mutter. But even though now that the Bechor is mace, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Bechor, you have to bury it, and you can't enjoy the wool that's on the skin now, you have to bury it all. But I call upon him, now that it's mace, he holds, you're allowed to have enjoyment now from the wool that came out before. The Chacham Moist and Chacham said, no, even that's also. That since it's exactly like we don't want you to have Hanor at all from the wool, and all of the people should not keep the Bechorim around. They should check that right away. So Rabbi Yisrael, that's the Machlaik, it's only where the Bechor died. But in case you made a Shechita, then even the Chacham agree you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Hanor. You're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. And the Gemara will soon see, comes out, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Now in the Sefer is also proof of that. Now the Sefer says, again, a similar case. We have a Bechor that the hair, the wool, was detached when the Bechor was alive, but the tzema, the wool, is still like hanging, clinging on to the other wool on the animal. And later, you go and shech the Bechor. So after you shech the Bechor, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from its wool. So it depends. As shenirim agiza, if when you shear off the wool now, the part of the wool that came off before, is looks like it's part of this giz, you can't really tell it came off before, then mutter. Then you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. But the yashena nira ima giza, if it doesn't look alike, like the giza, like you could tell that hair was cut off or departed, came off by itself way before, so then also, then it's also to have enjoyment from that hair. So this is the raya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this goes according to Chachamim. The Chachamim said, even in the case where you make a shechita later, still you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the hair that came off before. See where this hair, here it's attached to the, it's like clinging to the animal. See here, if it looks like the wool you're first shearing off now, it's mutter. But if you could tell that this wool was detached before, and according to Chacham Shita, it's also to have enjoyment from it, even though it was done through a shechita. Nothing more says. Nechlal, Rabbi Yosi first said that what loy bezeh, this not where Rabbi Kiva Mahala was mater. So how do we mean it was that even by shechita he held it's also? And he only holds its mutter when it's mace. And what that can't be? Mechlau di yosa, that you want to say according to Akavi, even when you make a shechita later, you cannot have enjoyment from the wool that came off before. It is so harsh to be mace. You're telling me now that when the Bechor dies, shari, then Akavi says, you are allowed to have enough from a wool that came off before. If so, shachata mi boy, for sure will you make a shechita now? And the shechita is not you to enjoy the wool on the animal right now. Sheet, you can enjoy the wool that came off before. Most is true. Elo, what Rabbi Yosi meant to say is like this, that loy bezeh heter akavi the chom leisim. This is not the case where there's a machloikis, that akavi is the one that says it's mutter, and the chom says it's also. No, but rather shochetu. Again, we have your bechor, the balmum, that here came off by itself, and you stored it away. And then later you go to make a shechita on the bechor. So in such a case, divrei hakol shori. Rabbi Yosi holds, everybody holds, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the hair. Since you could have enjoyment from the hair on the skin now, you could have enjoyment from the wool that came off before. Key plea, Rabbi Yosi learns, where the machleg is, where the chum say it's also only the mace. Where the bechor dies, you don't make a shechita. So there the chum say, since there's no heter to enjoy the wool on the Bechor right now, Huadin, the wool before is also Asa. Omer Vasavasa says like this, Omer Shlaka said, Ishno Machloikis, where is there the Machloikis in the Mishnah, where is the Machloikis between Akavi and Chachamim? That's only the Shetiru Mumcha, where a Mumcha came down and saw the Bechor first and said that the Mum on it is a good Mum, that you're allowed to Shecht the Bechor. In such a case, since it's Chalehetet to Shecht it, there's where the Rakavi says, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. To Masava, one holds Gazrinan, that Chum still says also to enjoy the wool that came up before, because it's Gzeira, Gazrinan will make Gzeira Dilmul Osel Yeshuye. If we'll say that you could enjoy the wool that falls off by itself, we're afraid people will hold on to their Bechorim. They won't Shecht them. They want the wool to come off and will enjoy the wool, and we're afraid in between you may work with it. You're not allowed to work with the Bechor. No, we don't make the gzera. So therefore, once you make a shechita on the Bechor, that you're allowed to enjoy the wool on the Bechor now, who then you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before? But what's going to be lohyatiru mumcha? Let's say the mumcha did not get around yet to paskin on this mum on the Bechor. So at the time when the wool came off, he was not really happy to shech the bal mum yet, the shech the Bechor yet. In such a case, Rosh Lakish says, Divri Hakolos, everybody holds, that's more or less like a tam, and by a Bechor tam, where it doesn't have a mum yet, basically everybody holds this gzeira, not to have any enjoyment from the wool. Because if you'll be able to have it, enjoy the wool, people won't want to bring it for korban. They'll rather wait until the wool comes off and use the wool. So before it becomes a balmum, shita, any wool that comes off, you can't have enjoyment from it. So Shlaka says that you could have enjoyment, it's only if the Chochem already paskin that this mum on the Bechor is a good mum, that you have had to shecht it. Now if wool comes off and later you shecht it, that's what Shlaka says, according to Akav, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool. On this, Moser Rosh Hashanah asks the question. It says, Balei mumin asurin b'kol shehu, says Bechor b'al mum, so it's also b'kol shehu. Could be any korban, could be. If the animals are Baal Mum and got mixed up with the other animals, so it's also the kosher. Even one in a thousand, it's not Baal Tabroi, it's also. What does Rashi say on this here? Oysen b'chol shu, Rashi says, in the Sar of Echad Mim, the Elef Tamimim, Kulam Asunum is Be'echid. If one behemoth, a Baal Mum, got mixed up with even a thousand times, so you can't, it's not Baal Tabroi, you can't use them for Kabonish, you can't bring them on the Mizbech. Tomorrow says, for Rabbi Yossi says no yivaker, that you have to go and check it out to see if you could find the Baal Mumanat. Check it out. So we have a question like this: my yivaker, what does Rabbi Yossi mean to say check it out? If you want to tell me the Baal Mumhu, that you check out all the animals till you find the Baal Mum, and Velishkla, you take it out of here. If so, Mechlal the Tanakama or Malav. So how could it be a machlokes? How could the Tanakhama say that's no good? Like Pshita, if you go and check out the animals and you find a Baal Mum, so Pshita, the rest of them should become mutter. That can't be the machlokes. So Murat says, rather, Omer of Nachrachan says like this, Omer Rabba Baravua. Said, Hoch, you know what we're talking about over here? The Gizas Bechor Baal Mum Askinon. We're talking about the hair, the wool of a Bechor Baal Mum that came off by itself. Shenisarva Begizachun, it got mixed up with all the wool of Chulun. That's the Shiloh. And the Giza of the Bechor is also Barno, so it's not Bottle Barayv, so that's why it's also. So what's the Machloikis then? Oman Tanakamu, the Tanakamu, but it says that's also. Reb Yudi goes according to Reb Yudo. The Yom that he holds Nishchatu, even in the case where you make a Shchit on the Bechor later, still after Rabbonin. Still the Rabbonin, the Mishnah said that the hair that came off before, it's also Barno. That's why the Tanakamu says that that hair that got mixed up with other wool, it's also about no, it's not bottle. For Rabbi Yossi all the time, Rabbi Yossi that says it's mutter, go check it out. The time he goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah that Nishchatu, in the case where you make a Shechita later on this Bechor, Baal Mum, Shari Rabbonin. Even the Rabbonin agree then that you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Machlek is only when the Bechor dies, not if you make a Shechita. If so, Katoni, it says over here, what Yavuka. So going according to Rabbi Yossi, if you make a shechita later, so then the hair becomes muta. But it says lashon of yivuka, you have to have it checked out. So my yivuka, what does it mean to have it checked out? Lav doesn't mean to say right now check it out imum kavua, imum oivahu. check out if the mum, the blemish on the behemoth, is a real mum, or it's a mum that'll go away. You can't check right now. Mashma, afagav shleyatiru mumcha. Yeah, mashma, that right now, check it out later. The hair came off today. And it says, Nayivuka, check it out later to see if that mum is a good mum. Mashma, we find out that the mum is a good mum, even though we first found it out later. The hair that came off before is mutabano. So it's mashma, not like Rav Shlokesh. Shlokesh says it's only mutta, the hair that came off after the mum. It must look like this. Amarava, Rava says no. You know what it means to say? Lo yevuka means to say, I hitiru mumcha in. I loy loy. Rav says, lo yevuka, Amarava loy. Rav says, no, that's not the pshat. Loy, it's not the pshat over here. The pshat is like this. Yevuka, go check it out to see. I hitiru mumcha in. If a chacham was already matter this mum instead it was a good mum before the wool came off, in. Then the wool becomes mutter when you make a shrita later. But v'loy, if a chacham did not check it out before, then loy, then it's not muta. So kita thought a kasha could be like Rish Lakish still. Now the Gemara says, Kisolik Ravim, when Ravim went up there to Israel, Omer l'shmaite kaimed Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said over this loch in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said over Rish Lakish's loch, he said over this loch in front of Rish Lakish, in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Omer l'shmaite the Rav Nachman, he said over Nachman's aloch, he said over the Rav Nachman's Shan and Machlekes over here, where the wool got mixed up with other wool. That's the way he said it over. So he said back to him, Oma, so Yirmiyah said, Bavloi Tipshoi, like your people from Bobi, like Tipshim. Mishum the Yasra, Biara de Chashuch, he's sitting in the black land, there's no Shechina there like, Amri Shmata de Mechashchin, he said, bid black halachas. In other words, Lo Shmilu, didn't you hear? Hod Yoma Rebbe Chiva Rabba, that's what Rebbe Chiva Rabba said. Oma Rebbe Yechanim, Rebbe Yechanim. Now this machloikis of here is like this, that machloikis b'sheboduk v'loy motzu. Here the machloikis says it could be like the original case where you had one behemoth that's a baal mum and it got mixed up with 1,000 other behemoths tamimim. So it says now all 1,000 are also. So the question is, when it says check it out, what could be the machloikis? If you check it out, how could you argue? So he learns the machloikis like this, but machloikis b'sheboduk, you checked out all these 1,000 animals for the baal mum. You did not find any animal with a baal mum there. That's the machlekes. Or kamiflagi the yagyum beplutet ramei of rabbanon and the machlekes ramei the rabbanon. It's not going like this. Shohayir Rabbi Meir. Oimer Meir used to say that kol dover shohayir beches kas tuma. Anything is beches kas tuma. Means there was once a meister in the field. So liyer lemuba tumosa. That field is always tamei. Achi yisvadu hatuma. Until you know clearly what happened to the mace. What happened to that kever. So here also, even though you checked out all these animals and you didn't find the baal mum, you have to be afraid maybe it's still there. The chomam, say no. Chayfer, you just have to check out the ground, dig down at your megillah cell till you come to the stone, hard rock. Then you know for sure there's no kever below that. And if you don't find anything, so it's not here, it's tor. Oyla b'sula, or else check out the dirt that like a b'sula was never touched yet. So you know for sure there was nothing buried there. The Chumash say, check out this field, and if you don't find the mace there, so you have a right to say it's not there. That's the machlekes. See, also, you checked out all the animals, and you didn't find the baal mum. So Tana Kama says, checking doesn't help. It calls money, you don't find it, it's also. And Rabbi Yosi, the other one says, no, if you check it out and find it, then it becomes muta. Rabbi Yochanan, the machlekes is like this. Kishe Bodak, when they talk, it checked out all these animals, and they found one baal mum there. So what's the machlokes? Then ukamiflu gave the plug to the Rebbe Yerushim ben Gamliel. The Tanya was on like this. Saw that he had a field shovered by kever. That a kever was lost there. There was a mace buried there. We don't know where it is. Nichnas b'tochav goes into that field right now is Tommy. What's going to be nimsa b'tochav kever? Later you check out and you find the kever there. You find the mace buried there. So now, nichnas b'tochav tor. Whoever walks into the field now is tor. Like you know exactly where the mace is and the rest of the field is tor. Shani Yemgas, I have a right to say, who kever shava? That was the kever that was lost, and who kever shaninsa? That's the kever they find right now. Divrei Rebbe Shimon, this is the words of Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel, I know, Tivdei Kol HaSadaku, you still have to check out the whole field. Because you have to be afraid, even though you found one mace, but maybe that's not the mace that we lost. Maybe there's another mace buried there. So it's not enough. You found one. You have to make sure maybe there's another one also there. Tassa machlokes over here also. He checked out all these and you found one bamum. So the one that holds this usher, he yells because you can't tell, even though you found one, maybe there's another one there also. Yeah. So these are the two ways Halam Shana machlokes over here. Now the Gemara says, Rab Asi, my time of Yom Kareb Chiv, Rab Hakim, he didn't learn the first pshat. Omlach, I'll say like this. Bishle Megabi Tuma, by Tuma, I can understand that if you check out the field and you don't find the mace here, same, you have a right to say, maybe Bo'ira, but not Lu, maybe a bird, the raven came and took it away. Bo'akfa, maybe the mice came, but not Lu, and ate it up. So I understand what happened to the Tuma. Elochab over here, Ba'amum Lechon also, what happened to that Ba'amum? You know for sure one bay mabamum got mixed up here in 1,000 other animals. So what happened to it? So even though you can't find it, here it could be everybody agrees it's still also. Vidach, what is the other man? The other says, no, that's good for the machlokes. And you'll say like this, that even though at first you had a bamum, but maybe that was a mum oivaru. The isasi, the animal that had the mum wasn't really mum kavu, it was a small mum that goes away, that healed up. So therefore, if you check out and don't find any bamums there, you have a right to say they're all kosher. That's what Rav Asi learns. Now, Rav Chiya bar Abba, my time with Yom Rav Asi, how come he doesn't like Rav Asi's pshat? Obulach, let's see like this. Vishlei mesoda vayifield darkele mikvah bor. It's possible that you bury one mace, maybe they buried a second mace there also. It's like, yecha, the cover behind, cover in shacharini, the same way you found this mace, it's not 100% proof that that's the only mace there. Maybe there's another one there also. Ela kodeshim of aikotshim of yekivun de botkulon vekaimo the arkayu the mitzvah lemeifu b'muma. Again, we're talking about behemoths that you checked out already, the kabonis. So since you checked them out already, it's not a derech for them to become b'mumim. So therefore, it's not shriach to have another b'mum. So if one fell in and you checked out and you found one, it's mustaber to say that's the b'mum. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe there's another one here also. If he doesn't know the machlokes is like this, but rather machlokes is where you can't find it. Yeah. Vidach Yeramanya says, no, agav de menatchi adodi, since the animals kick one another, shchiyach b'mum, yes, it's very possible the mum came. So even though he found one, you still have to be afraid, maybe there's another one there. Meis, we have a question like this. It says, ha-toylish tsemon b'b'chor tam. And somebody pulls off the wool off the b'chor, that's even a tam. And Toys speaks out that Lav Dafka, if he pulled it off, the same Allah would have played with it and it came off by itself. So the hair of a Tam, a Bechor Tam came off. There is Afa Pish Nilad Bomum, even though later a Mum came upon this Bechor, for Shochatu, and you went and you shechted the Bechor, also, still you're not allowed to have enjoyment from the hair that came off before. That's what it says here. But Koponim Taimah, what's the reason why it's also? The Tam. Mashma only because the Bechor was a Tam. Mashmi on top of Chavavia, Mashmo Baal Mum, Mashmo, if the Bechor was already a Baal Mum, then